This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Top financial regulators plan a tete-a-tete this week to see if adjustments need to be made given gyrations of stocks like GameStop. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. Reuters saw a document indicating Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has called a meeting for this week of key financial authorities to look into recent stock market volatility. Sounds like they will be saying the word GameStop and AMC Entertainment in high places. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
Secretary Yellen has called a meeting with officials at agencies including the Federal Reserve, Commodity Futures Trading Commission, and the Securities and Exchange Commission. The SEC issued a statement saying it's closely monitoring the extreme price volatility of certain stocks and warning it will protect retail investors from manipulation and traders, for example, like those pushing up the prices of stocks like GameStop, should be careful. Reuters is reporting that Yellen contacted ethics lawyers for permission to call the meeting. Yellen may need special clearance because she was paid speaking fees by a hedge fund involved in the GameStop trading. A Treasury Department spokeswoman told me Yellen wants to discuss whether the volatile trading is consistent with investor protections. It's not clear exactly what will be discussed at the meeting. Any new regulations would be a tricky balancing act, though. The question is whether they can come up with new rules to smooth out volatility that balance the interests of individual investors and big hedge funds. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Oh, and GameStop is under $100 a share right now, up 7% this morning after falling from around $400 a share the other day. AMC Entertainment, one of the other ones, down 40% yesterday, up 6% now. In a move that surprised the world and even company employees, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos announced he'll step down as CEO later this year. A new CEO is Lieutenant Andy Jassy, a driving force behind Amazon Web Services, offering remote computers that power other businesses. You see, headline business of Amazon, the ability to get you, say, LED light bulbs or arugula delivered to your door next day, is not especially profitable. My colleague Molly Wood is host of our program Marketplace Tech.
You know, the fact that the head of Amazon Web Services, the cloud business, is taking over for Jeff Bezos tells you really everything about where the future and the money lie in Amazon. It is all about the cloud. AWS has been making more money than Amazon's core retail business for a while now. It's more than half of Amazon's operating revenue. And the cloud business of Amazon's next closest competitor, Microsoft, is only about half as big as AWS. The e-commerce side of Amazon brought the name into everyone's homes, but increasingly, it's a loss leader. This move means that Amazon is pivoting even more toward becoming the infrastructure for businesses all over the world and the big money that comes with it. As for movies and television shows and same-day shipping, you do start to wonder how much longer the company will keep that focus on consumers, or if there's a future in which it spins off parts of its business into standalone entities.
That was Molly Wood, host of our very own Marketplace Tech.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks.
As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Running a restaurant during this pandemic is, I think, challenge doesn't quite sum it up. Add to running a restaurant if one is a refugee working on an enterprise in a new country. To Providence, Rhode Island now, where a restaurant run by a family that fled Syria has pinned its hopes on a family recipe. Marisa Masria Katz has that.
Even during the pandemic, Yusuf Akhtarini has maintained his routine of rising before dawn to make fresh baklava for his Providence restaurant, Aleppo Sweets. He's been baking the flaky pistachio-filled dessert since he was 15, first as an apprentice and then in the bakeries he ran with his family in his native Syria.
For 27 years, I'm baking.
The war in Syria forced Akhtarini and his family to flee to Turkey. He later found out his bakeries were destroyed. Eventually, he was granted asylum in the U.S. in 2016, and a few years later, he opened his restaurant. Sandra Martin was one of the restaurant's earliest financial backers.
It was a great success right from the beginning with a line out the door.
Many of the waiters who worked at the restaurant were Syrian refugees. They served traditional dishes like hummus and falafel. And there was Akhtarini's baklava. People could buy individual pieces or 2 or 5 pound boxes running anywhere from $35 to $80. Customers could also order it online. When COVID hit, Akhtarini shut down indoor dining. Food orders dropped by half, and he cut his staff of 20 down to 12. Sandra Martin says she gave him some advice at the beginning of the pandemic.
I said, at this point, for restaurants, it's just a matter of survival.
The Rhode Island Hospitality Association says nearly half of its members have considered closing down entirely until the pandemic passes. The owners of those that are still open have had to get creative. For Akhtarini, that has meant restructuring his takeout operation and getting out his baklava orders.
Every day now, I have shopping baklava for every state, city, sometimes Florida, Chicago, California, Texas.
Overall, business is not what it used to be, but those online orders of baklava, using the recipe he brought from his homeland, have remained strong. In Providence, Rhode Island, I'm Marisa Masria Katz for Marketplace.
And a French court ruled today that the French government failed in its duty to fight climate change. A group of non-governmental organizations had sued and held that state responsible for damaging the earth. French President Macron is on board fighting climate change. The court gave French officials 2 months to get going on doing more. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.